Joining me today, I'm very pleased to welcome Chris Sprostad, President and CEO of PurePoint Uranium, for this week's CEO Spotlight. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me today, Adrian.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Uranium is kind of topical these days, as you know, I'm in Europe here and we have a bit of an energy crisis. And so people, even in Germany, are starting to talk about uranium. So tell us about PurePoint. How's business? How are things going?
Well, things are changing right now, and they've been waiting to change for quite some time now. We're seeing over the last year and a half, uranium prices coming back up to incentive levels, which is where they would need to be to open up a new mine or open up one that's been closed down. But we're still a ways away from that. But it is heading in that direction, which is getting the markets excited. It's getting money in the bank. People are investing. I mean, it goes back a ways. We've been waiting for this for some time, back when in 2008, when the banks all blew up and Fukushima was very topical. We had a real glut of uranium in the markets, and Kazakhstan was sort of flooding the market, if you will, with low-cost uranium, and Japan was shutting down reactors. So over the last 10 years, we've been seeing mines shut down, production slowed down, price of uranium way too low to do anything about it, really waiting for that rebalancing of supply and demand, which seems to be what we're in the middle of now.
Okay, excellent. And from what I can tell on your website here, it looks like you're mostly, if not entirely, based in Saskatchewan. So tell us about your projects. Like, what do you have going on here?
Sure. Well, Northern Saskatchewan is really uranium central. Back before Kazakhstan got into the business, Canada was supplying about a third of the world's uranium. Right now, we still supply about 20% of the world's uranium. And that's as a result of, in that area, we have crazy high grades of uranium, and we do find it. So around the world where you would typically mine uranium at 0.4, 0.5% up there, they're pulling it out of the ground at 20%. So it's a bit of a bit of an oddity, but it keeps us all excited and keeps us all looking. So that's why we're up there. We have 12 projects up in northern Saskatchewan that we've been running for quite some time now. And one of them, our primary project, is called Hook Lake. And it's a joint venture that we have hold with Cameco and Orano, two of the world's largest uranium providers. So it's been a great project. They have supported us during the downtime, financially, technically, keeping us busy, keeping us relevant. And that's quite an exciting project right now.
It sounds like it. I mean, those are some of the biggest heavy hitters in the industry. And you're the operator on that project. Is that correct?
That's right, actually, because we started our relationship with Cameco about 15 years ago. And when we got involved in that project, at that time, we were doing all the work out in the field. And, you know, over the last decade or so, they've been pretty happy with the work we've been doing and what we've been finding. And we've remained in that spot. So it's been a fabulous relationship with those partners.
Okay, excellent. Now, you're in northern Saskatchewan, you're saying. So are you close to anything else? I mean, Saskatchewan is full of uranium projects. So are you kind of off on your own there? Or tell us a little bit about that.
The uranium district is pretty much within an area called the Athabasca Basin. It stretches from one side of Saskatchewan to the other and takes up about the top 20% of the province. Having said that, all of the mines that are currently producing are on the eastern side of that basin along a very specific trend of all of the existing mines to this point. And all of our projects, most of our projects, I should say, are along that trend or within that trend. And that's where we've been working. Our Hook Lake project, though, and our other joint venture with Cameco called Smart Lake, over on the west side of the province. And in recent years, it's been identified that that is very prolific as well. Our neighbors, NextGen and Fission, have identified in excess of 350 million pounds right on our doorstep of uranium recently. So that whole area has now lit up and become quite exciting for work as well.
Interesting. So do you ever talk to companies like Fission and NextGen? And do you guys ever say we should pool stuff or not?
Constantly. It's like trading ball cards, you know, got it, need it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's not that many. I mean, let's face it, when things got slow in the industry, it really reduced down, and then now it's back up again. But there's really only about a dozen of us up there that have been, you know, that are really significantly well planted, Fission and NextGen, and there's others as Denison and ASO. We, you know, at some of the conferences, we'll pool our resources and throw a joint party, or we're constantly in connection with each other. If somebody's needs something and trying to get a hold of a say a driller or some other service provider or whatnot. We talk quite regularly, so it's a pretty tight knit community up there.
That is very interesting. Now, on the exploration front, are you exploring right now, and where are you exploring in terms of your projects?
Well, we've been, again, Hook Lake over on the west with Cameco as our primary project. We are planning to be there again this coming winter. Winter is usually the best time to be drilling because it's fairly wet. So everything freezes up and we can wander around freely. But earlier this year, we had a fabulous drill program at our Red Willow project, which we had a lot of good news coming out of that. So as a result, we're going to be drilling again next month at Red Willow. We'll get that drill going again, time permitting. We'll also get a drill up to another project of ours called Turner Lake, which again has had huge finds right next door by our neighbors, and on. So we have, with the 12 projects we've got, we've always got something percolating to the top that we've got to poke a drill into. And now with the capital and the funding and the financing available to do it properly, because it is not a cheap endeavor up there, it's a very busy time for us.
Tell us about those costs. I mean, the costs must be going through the roof to get stuff to Northern Saskatchewan, I guess, or not.
Well, it's pretty well established up there from an infrastructure standpoint and from a service provider standpoint. The problem now is because as the industry gets a little more excited, there's a lot more people wandering around with uranium bumper stickers on their trucks and looking for uranium. So it becomes more difficult on a number of fronts to get a drill crew, to get a service provider, mm-hmm. to do geophysics, to organize permits. And sessions and your relationships with the local communities up there. So all of this stuff takes time, which is kind of the bigger challenge right now. And as some of those things get crammed up, like I say, a permit's pretty good. The process is pretty good, but as it fluctuates in terms of the volume that the government has to deal with, things kind of get slowed down. And it can happen on the assay front as well. At the other side of it, you've got to send your hot rock in to get assayed. So as it becomes busier, things tend to be a little more difficult to line up your planets to get a program going. And we've been very fortunate, mainly in terms of the amount of time we've been working up there, that we've got all of those relationships well in hand, and to date it hasn't slowed us up yet.
Yeah, I imagine if you've survived the downturn and had all that time, hopefully that investment is starting to pay off. So tell us about the roadmap here. What are investors or just people who are interested? What can they expect from you? And how do you see things kind of like playing out in the next, year, 2 years,
sure.
3 years?
Well, like any exploration company, it's all about drilling and discovery. And I think, we've got, between our Hook Lake project, our Red Willow project, our Turner Lake project, these are all projects that we now have are drilling in the very near future. And any one of those could get very exciting very quickly. On the other hand, this summer, we spent most of the summer doing a lot of geophysical and prep work on 7 of our other projects and getting them ready to take a drill. So as we move our projects, advance them through this pipeline, we very as quickly as possible want to get them to a drill ready state so that every time we drill a hole, we can reprioritize where the next hole is going to go, because you can figure out very quickly whether you've hit something that's radioactive or not. And it gives you a clue as to whether you want to keep going there or move on. So you're going to see a lot of drilling out of us is what you're going to see in moving forward and following up on a lot of great uranium finds we've made so far.
Okay, excellent. So it sounds like you have news on the horizon. So what's the takeaway then that you want to leave with investors? What, in a sense, what's the sell on your project?
Well, I think, you've got, in general, as a background, as a backdrop to all of this, you've got uranium prices coming back, and you've got uranium demand also coming back. So you've got a lot of upward wind, if you will, under the wings of this particular sector. And it's, all in all, it survived very, very well over the last few months when the rest of the world is kind of crashing and burning. So it's turned into a very stable place right now to be investing. On our side, we've been at this for a long time. We've invested millions of dollars in these projects, and we're looking at any one or more of them to be producing a fairly significant discovery in the near future. So all of those things combined, I think, are keeping us all pretty excited from the investment standpoint.
It does sound all quite promising. So If people want to learn more about PurePoint, I guess they can go to purepoint.ca. And as far as the markets, are you guys on the venture? Is that where you are?
We are. Yeah, we're on the TSX Venture. We're also on the OTCQB in the United States. And, you know, I got to say, we've consistently had very good volume with our, you know, with our stock. And we tend to be far less volatile than a lot of our peers, mainly, I think, because of our relationship with the majors. We tend to track them more than we do the rest of the smaller explorers out there.
Very impressive. Well, Chris Frostad, President and CEO of PurePoint Uranium, thank you for joining us on the Northern Miner podcast.
Thank you very much.